بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب التوبة The chapter of repentance قال العلماء التوبة واجبة من كل ذنب علماء mentioned that it is necessary to make توبه for every single sin that we commit وإن كانت المعصية بين العبد وبين الله تعالى لا تتعلق بحق آدمي فله ثلاثة شروط When the sin is regarding His servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when a person has not fulfilled the right of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which we term as huququllah, then regarding this sin, for the correctness of this tawbah for such a sin, there are three conditions. Ahaduha ay yuqli'a 'anil ma'asiyah. The very first thing, the person should abandon the sin. Wa thani ay yandama 'ala fi'liha. The second condition is he must feel remorse having committed that sin. He must feel ashamed and embarrassed having committed the sin. وَالثَّالِثْ أَنْ يَعْزَمَ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا وَالثَّانِي أَنْ يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا The third condition is that a person should make a firm resolution that he will not go back to that sin. فَإِنْ فُقِدَ أَحَدُ ثَلَاثَةً لَمْ تَصِحَّ تَوْبَتُهُ If any one of these conditions is not found, then such a person's tawbah is not sahih, it is not correct. So three conditions. The very first one is he should abandon the sin, forsake the sin. Number two, he must feel ashamed having committed the sin. And number three, he must make a firm promise, a resolution that he will not go back to the sin. وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَةُ تَتَعَلَّقُ بِآدَمِينَ فَشُرُوطُهَا أَرْبَعَ If the sin involves حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ, we have taken away somebody, some human being, some person's right, then there are these three conditions plus a fourth condition. هذه ثلاثة وأن يبرأ من حق صاحبها. This person must become free now. He must acquit himself from the right of the person. For example, فإن كانت مالا أو نحوه رده إلي. If he has taken somebody's wealth unjustly, he must give back that wealth. وإن كانت حد قذف ونحوه مكنه منه أو طلب عفوه. If he slandered some person, then he must give the person the ability to take revenge. Or he must ask him for forgiveness. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غِيبَةً إِسْتَحَلَّهُ مِنْهَا If he made ghibat of some person, then again he must absolve himself from that. Ask the person for forgiveness. وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الذُّنُوبِ It is necessary to make tawbah from all sins. فَإِنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْضِهَا صَحَّتْ تَوْبَتُهُ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ ذَنْبِي وَبَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَاقِي Person has committed, for example, 100 sins. And he only made tawbah from 50 sins. So the remaining 50 sins, he still requires to make tawbah for those sins. So whatever tawbah he has made for those sins, according to these shurut and these conditions, then that tawbah is correct. But the remainder still is upon his shoulders. وَقَدْ تَظَاهَرَتِ الدَّلَائِلُ الْكِتَابِ وَسُنَّةِ وَإِجْمَاعُ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى وُجُوبِ التَّوْبَةِ We find that it is necessary and we find that the Quran, the Sunnah and the consensus of the scholars, they all are unanimous on the fact that the person has to make sincere tawbah from all sins. What is tawbah? In Arabic, tawbah means to return. So the person is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is returning from a life which is blameworthy to a life which is praiseworthy. He is returning from a life of rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a life of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is returning from a life of displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a life of pleasure, of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who makes tawbah, he is known as at-ta'ib. Hadith of Rasulullah says, at-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. When a person makes sincere tawbah, it is as though he has committed no sins. We have other words mentioned regarding a person, quality of a person who makes tawbah. One is munib, and the other is awwah. So all these is when a person is sincerely repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should continuously make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and it is important that he should abandon the company of sinners. When you are in the company of sinners, again you are prompted to make sin. Another very important point is the person should not procrastinate and delay in making tawbah. Because shaitan will deceive you and he will tell you you're still young. You can make tawbah later on in life as you grow older. Nobody has got that confidence and that conviction that he will live forever and ever, for a long period of life. We all are going to taste death. So no youth can feel that he will live for a longer lifespan and then he'll get the tawfiq of tawbah. It so happens when a person delays in making tawbah, and then he becomes caught up in the quagmire of sins, and slowly, slowly he goes away, further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah ta'ala has mentioned, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And all of you make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O believers, so that you may become successful. When a person makes tawbah, then he gains success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the hereafter. Allah ta'ala has mentioned, استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. That repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for forgiveness and turn to Him in repentance. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Oh you who believe, sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. توبة نصوحا. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned, just like how a person milks a cow, and after milking the cow, it is not possible to stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow. Like that, when a person is sincerely making tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, he will not go back to that sin. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فالله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة رواه البخاري. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he took a qasam in Allah, by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I turn to Him in repentance more than 70 times a day. This is mentioned in Bukhari. Another hadith says, وَعَنِ الْأَغَرِّ بِبْنِ يَسَارِ وَعَنِ الْأَغَرِّ بِبْنِ يَسَارِ الْمُزَنِي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ 100 مَرَّةً. This narration of Muslim Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O people, turn in repentance to Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah, for I turn to Him in repentance 100 times a day. So one hadith says 70, the other says 100 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ma'soom, he was sinless, he committed no sins. Despite this fact, he still made so much of tawbah istighfar every single day. This is to show his ummah, his followers, that you and I who commit so many sins, how much more important it is for us to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and sincerely beg Allah for forgiveness. Also, the istighfar that the Nabi makes, then his rank goes higher and higher to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa Nabi Hamzat Anas ibn Malik al-Ansari radiallahu an khadimi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi min ahadikum saqata ala ba'irihi wa qad adallahu fi ardin falatin muttafaqun alayhi. وفي رواية لمسلم الله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه وعليها طعامه وشرابه فأيس منها فأتى شجرة فاضطجع في ظلها وقد أيس من راحلته وبينما هو كذلك إذ هو بها قائمة عنده فأخذ بختامها ثم قال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك أخطأ من شدة الفرح. This hadith explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes even more happy and pleased with that servant of his when he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that man who is traveling on a barren land or in a desert area. He's got his animal, his conveyance, and with it he's got his food and his drink. So he's traveling all alone, and he's got his animal, and suddenly this animal escapes with all his food, with his belongings. Now it is impossible for him to retrieve this camel in the desert. He tries, but he fails. So he loses all hope. And imagine thereafter, after losing hope, and thinking now you're going to die, like the next hadith, he says, that فَأَيْسَ مِنْهَا. So he comes to a tree, and he rests under the shade of the tree, having lost hope of retrieving his conveyance. And whilst all this is taking place, فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ ذَلِكَ إِذْ هُوَ بِهَا قَائِمَةً عِنْدَهُ. Suddenly this camel is standing next to him with his food and drink. After losing hope, I'm not going to get this camel and now I'm going to die. And suddenly this camel is there standing in front of him. How happy does he not become? Out of ecstasy, when a person has gone crazy and when he's found something which he lost, then the hadith says, out of extreme ecstasy, he makes a mistake in expressing his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's not in the true frame of mind, because he's so overjoyed, he found his camel, and now this is life for him. He's not going to die. So he says, Oh Allah, you are my servant, I'm your Rabb. And saying, Oh Allah, instead of saying, Oh Allah, you are my Rabb, I'm your servant. This is because of min shiddatil farah, the extreme joy he experienced. The hadith says, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ. Allah becomes even more happy than this person who has found his camel after losing it, when that banda of his turns to him sincere and making sincere repentance. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ.